But right now, we're going to have some Australian space news. Last reported earlier this year to be launched in December, the Buccaneer main mission is a military mission using a craft designed at the University of New South Wales, Canberra. Its aim is to demonstrate formation flying and communications. An earlier satellite, the Buccaneer Risk Mitigation Mission, was launched in 2017. It re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and vaporized on October the 4th of this year. So farewell, Buccaneer Mitigation Mission. In other space news, the Adelaide-based SmartSat Cooperative Research Centre has entered into a partnership with the New Zealand government that will see New Zealand support projects to the tune of $6 million New Zealand dollars. I've miswritten that. The University of South Australia and the University of Auckland have joined forces to do a feasibility study into the governance and management of a network of free space optical communications nodes across Australia and New Zealand. This study will address the technical and operational challenges of Earth-to-space optical communications. At present, signals to and from space are carried by radio frequency waves that can pass through clouds and rain. Optical light waves are blocked by clouds, but when the skies are clear, can carry vastly more data than radio waves. Another joint Australia-New Zealand project links Perth's Curtin University, the Australian company Nova Systems, and the University of Auckland. They will develop observation modelling and hardware for the SatPing initiative, which aims to enhance space situational awareness by improving the tracking of objects in orbit around the Earth. And a third project is the Takahe mission, a joint effort between SmartSat CRC and Redstone Laboratory. This is to align and develop a joint Australia-New Zealand mission concept focusing on maritime domain awareness and the advancement of synthetic aperture radar technologies for environmental monitoring. This monitoring will cover the southern Indo-Pacific region from space. Fleet Space is an Adelaide company that has launched a number of spacecraft. The latest is Centauri 6, launched into an orbit of altitude 590 kilometres on April the 7th this year. Three more, Centauri 7, 8 and 9, were planned. 7 and 8 were slated for launch by SpaceX in October aboard a Transporter 12 mission. The Centauri 9 was to follow by the end of the year. I say was because an unconfirmed report says they have been cancelled and are to be replaced by a larger spacecraft called Alpha. Well, you've been listening to the Space News here on Southern FM, The Space Show, which is presented by members of the Space Association of Australia for Southern FM. I'm Andrew Rennie.